Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, listen, I'm just trying to get some good karma back in my life. Because I have done some bad things, and I know I have.
Lots of bad things. And we'd be here till 10 if we had to list them all.
It's all kind of coming back to haunt me now. So far, you've made me pay for splitting up listeners' relationships, being horrible to Joe Wiley. And now it's time for episode 4 on Radio 1 of My Name is Scott.
Are you ready to right another wrong, then?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recognise this voice?
Hello, Scott Mills.
Oh, God, is it you again?
Oh, you make me sound like a bad snowball that follows you around.
Right, I don't know...
Hi, how are you, Scott Mills?
I'm fine. I just wish I knew what was going on at the moment.
I bet you do.
Now, there are so many things for you to make up for with Joe, aren't there?
A few, yes.
Okay, now, do you want to hazard a guess what it is this time that you're going to have to make up to her with?
Well... There was the time that the Eco Warriors didn't like you very much, wasn't there?
No, you've already made up. You've already made up for the Eco Warriors one.
Oh, yeah. Done that one before.
Is it that I made you sound like you were doing rude noises on a roller coaster?
No, it's not that one either.
Is it... What others are there?
Shall I tell you? Shall I help you?
Help me a bit, yeah.
Okay, I'll help you a bit. You know when you called... You know when you called Tim Westwood and you phoned him up and you played down me saying things and it was all rather suggestive and so he then thought that I was coming on to him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, we had such a nice time last time, baby.
Is it that?
Do you remember the time that you called Pete Tong?
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Hi, Joe.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Hey.
Oh, here's another one.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Hello.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Is that Steve Lamack?
I didn't know you called Steve.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's one you didn't know about.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Dave. I can't take your call at the moment. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, so please leave a message.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here. I can't wait to make love to you.
Oh, so Dave didn't answer, but we left it on his answer phone. Yeah, sorry about that.
So, Joe, basically, you're now a laughingstock, aren't you?
Yeah.
How... Well, you have. You've made it. You've basically turned her into a laughing stock. So here's how you're going to make up for ruining Joe's credibility with her fellow DJs.
Right.
Okay. Joe has something there which belongs to you.
What?
Yeah, I've got something here that belongs to you. Just a little something. Can you guess what it is? Just a little something.
You're not in my house, are you?
I'm not in your house, no.
Right.
Would you like a clue?
Yeah.
We'd like Joe to give you a clue?
Yeah.
You want
okay,
a clue?
Joe, give him a clue.
Hang on, listen to this.
What's going on? What's that?
Is that any good?
Any ideas?
Are you destroying my furniture or something?
I'm not destroying your furniture, no. Hang on, here's another clue. Right, listen. Ow!
Is that my car?
It is your car, yes. Your pride and joy.
That's me kicking your car really
Don't
hard.
Don't kick it.
Now, what kind of car is it?
It's a Nissan Micra.
Yeah, and you don't really like it, do you? You're not a big fan of it.
To be honest, I only bought it so Westwood could pimp it. And then...
he refused to do.
He turned my offer down, and I didn't really know what to do with it after that. So it's been in a BBC car park ever since, off the road.
Yeah, Director General, who's not so happy with you?
I know, because it's parked next to all the really posh management cars below Broadcasting House. It was, anyway. And
I can't believe you actually got a parking space. I thought you had to be Terry Wogan before you got a parking space like that.
We just kind of left it there ages ago.
Yeah, it has... mobile written all down the side of it as well. Imagine how the Director General feels when he sees that every single morning. Anyway.
Well, I know she's not much of a looker.
Yeah.
I just called my car a she. I hate people that do that. She's not much of a looker, but it's what's inside that counts.
I thought you were talking about Joe Wiley.
There's not much on the inside, though, is
there? No, there
isn't. We're talking about the car now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is some sentimental value attached, so please be nice to my car.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do, all right? I'm going to ask you 5 questions. For each one you get wrong, Joe is going to do something bad to your car. Okay?
Okay.
Right, we'll be back in a minute where we'll play our new game, very nicely titled, Joe Wiley Hurts Scott's Car If He Gets Any Questions Wrong.
Yay!
Now, here's what we're going to do. Joe is with Scott's car, aren't you, Joe?
I am with your car at the moment, yes. Hang on, one more time.
Oi!
Yeah.
By the way, where is your car at the moment?
It's in the BBC car park still.
Where it's been for the last few months because it's...
Last time I heard.
Yeah, completely unroadworthy. You can't really be bothered to get it fixed. Yeah, yeah. It's been in the same parking space for about 3 months, 4 months.
At least.
Yeah, annoying all the big bosses.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not there anymore.
Okay, what do you mean?
It's not there anymore. Joe, tell us where it is.
I'll just give you a little bit of a sound effect again. Here you go. Right. Did you hear that?
What was that?
It was a very large puddle in a very large field somewhere near where I live.
Are you in your back garden or something?
No, not in my back garden. But I am, however, in a field somewhere near where I live. And that's where we've transported your car. And I'm going to hurt your car.
So you've taken
every bit of
my car away from the car park.
Yeah, we've taken it away from your car, from the car park, BBC car park. It's now in a field, and I can see some very interesting things around me, which are going to help.
Hey?
I was playing it for fun.
Right, we're now going to play Joe Hurts Scott's Car If He Gets Any Questions Wrong.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
My name is Scott.
I like to play it wherever I can.
You've got a little short version as well.
Yeah, that's for coming in and out of the breaks. I'll be back after this break.
My name is Scott.
Brilliant.
An advert for something comes on.
Right, question one. In the Disney Pixar film Cars, what is the name of the little red race car who gets detoured in the town of Radiator Springs?
How am I supposed to know that?
If you get this wrong, I'm going to have to do something nasty to the car. If you get it right, I won't do anything to it at all.
I don't know this. I've no idea.
You've no idea?
How could you not know that? Everybody knows that.
Yeah, of course they do.
Honestly, Cars is brilliant. Lightning McQueen is the answer.
Silly me.
Yeah, duh. Wrong. Joe, do your thing.
Right, okay, stand there. I'm just going to have to do something. I'm going to have to hurt your car. Hang on. Ready? Steady?
What's she doing? What are you doing?
You haven't got a wing mirror now. It's gone.
What? What are you using for this?
I've got the heaviest sledgehammer you've ever seen.
Oh, it's just the start. Ready for question two?
Yes.
This is easy as well. Lewis Hamilton drives for which Formula One team?
England.
Oh, give me strength. Strangely enough, that's wrong. The answer is McLaren.
Oh, I've heard of them, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe, over to you.
I'm scared this might hurt me, actually. Ready? Ow!
What was that?
Go on, Joe. She's possessed or something, isn't she?
She's demonic.
What was that?
You don't have a side window in your car anymore.
You've broken the window.
Yeah. It's gone now.
Right, question three.
Yes.
A bit more enthusiasm.
Yeah.
No, more?
Yes.
Good. This is the car from Knight Rider.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
What is the car called and what does it stand for?
It's Kit. Intelligence. I don't know. No, I'm trying to. I'm trying to work out the I and the. I don't know.
Knight Industries 2000.
Is it?
Knight Industries 2000. There you go.
Does it?
Yeah, that was a bit tricky, that one. Joe, over to you.
Should go for the back window this time.
She is one angry woman, isn't she?
Yeah.
I feel like months of pent-up frustration is coming out here. Right, question four. You like watching Top Gear?
I do actually quite like Top Gear.
Name all three presenters.
Jeremy Clarkson.
One.
Richard Hammond.
Two.
Oh, what's the other guy's name? Brian May.
Brian May.
And Brian May.
Yeah.
Oh, so close, but just wrong. Not Brian May, James May.
Oh.
Do you always get the two of them mixed up?
Who's Brian May?
Anita Dobson's husband.
Brian May's from Queen.
What now?
I think I might go for the front windscreen now. Hang on. Will it? Yay!
This is vandalism.
Or karma, looking at it that way.
This is my favourite thing I've done to you so far.
So, can you... What's left now?
What's left? There's not so much glass in any of the windows. There's not a lot of that going on, I will say. You might need a dustpan and brush as well to sweep it up off the seats.
You've got one more question.
Oh, good.
Your favourite actress is Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah?
She recently starred in Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yes.
But what number does Herbie have written on him?
Oh,
I think most people know this. Common general knowledge, this.
See, if you'd asked me a question about Mean Girls, I'd have been right there. Or Just My Luck. One. Is that right?
What number are you going for? One?
One? No. The answer is 53.
It's number 53.
What now?
There isn't so much for me to shatter now, so hang on a minute. I'm just going to have to get a little help from a friend. This will take me a couple of seconds. Just wait there while I move around. Hang on a minute. I'm just going to have to walk a little way here.
You're not quite sure what's going on, are you?
Oh, right round the...
No.
No. What? Well, basically, you've done bad things to Jo Wiley, haven't you? You've admitted that.
Yeah.
Now she's going to do something truly terrible to your car. She is going to run over your car in a tank.
Are you having a laugh?
No. Are you aboard the tank, Commander Wiley? Yeah.
What?
Okay. I am.
Right, can I just get this right? So you're in a tank.
Hello. Yeah, I'm in a... what tank is it?
Chieftain.
I'm in a chieftain tank. Sorry, you might not be able to hear me very much now.
What? She's in a tank.
She's in a tank.
Anyway, your car's in sight, and I'm just going to drive my massive, great big tank all over your car, and your car, by the end of this, will be history!
Come on, Joe.
Tanks away! Onwards and upwards, let's go!
Tally-ho, Joe.
What?
I think they say that in the army, I'm not 100% sure.
This is the most fun a human being could possibly ever have. Say goodbye to your car. Crusher Wiley is on the demo trail. And your car, your Nissan Micra, is just about to go beneath the wheels. Yay!
Now that, my little orange friend, is karma.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.